Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rise and shine!
Up and at him!
Wait! Wake up, sleepyhead!
Not ready!
Are you serious right now?
Did you forget what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
Just another day in paradise.
Or just another crap day.
That kind of language is inappropriate.
It's early in the morning, okay?
You know what? Do you guys rehearse this stuff, or do you just sit around there and just come up with it?
What'd I say?
You said it was
Tuesday. I'm waiting for no man.
So let's get started.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say I found your radio station, and I love it.
Let us seize the day.
Showtime.
Wow, there they are. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is Tuesday morning, Carla, 6:05.
Yes, it is, Mike, and it's people may be a little slow moving today. It's National Hemp Day.
Oh.
National Hemp Day. Yep, that's right.
I'm sorry. Yes,
Hemp Day.
Yeah.
It's not Pot Day or Cannabis Day. It's Hemp Day.
Hemp Day. Never know.
Yes, it is Hemp Day. It's also Homemade Soup Day, which seems fitting for this weather we're having. Oh,
my mom is here. I'm going to make her celebrate.
There, by making soup, by cooking. Mom, guess what we're celebrating? So if you would make some soup, that would be great.
That would be so awesome.
That would be great. We can use my bowls, but this will be great.
If you'll
not
just make
problem.
The soup.
Yeah.
While you're here on vacation, yes. Little Miss VIP.
Yeah, I know. Well, not anymore.
Not
guess
anymore.
Who has to work for their room and board?
Back down to reality, sister.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened, but the wind and the cold and the whole thing and I my head and that
got the cold. Yeah. The weather change. You got
something.
The crud. Yeah.
Well, they say sunshine today, maybe a little breezy, hopefully dying down by tomorrow.
Yeah,
high in the mid to upper 40s. Low 50s tomorrow, 36 outside right now. So, Carla's first take. Oh, by the way, for those wondering, today, 9 o'clock hour.
Yes.
That's when we'll announce the grand prize winner of the 10K payday contest.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 won.
I'm excited about this.
By somebody. And keep in mind, even if you didn't win $1,000, but you still entered the word through the website or the free KKLZ app within that 15-minute period, you're qualified.
Yes.
So you could be a winner. So make sure you're listening for that. All right. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Will Harrison Ford do another Indiana Jones movie?
Oh, all right. We'll find out more about that story and others after Billy Joel. Big shot.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Ad Meter's best rated Super Bowl ads. They have a lot of people watch ads and they will rate them by either heartbeat, they'll hold something, things like that. Well, the best rated Super Bowl ads were Jeep's Groundhog Day. I think we all agreed yesterday that shouldn't run anymore, though. It was pretty much,
yeah, we don't need to see it over and over and over again.
No, Hyundai's Smart Pack and Google's Loretta ad, the one where he's helping, him remember. Two of the three worst rated ads were the political ads from Donald Trump and Mike Bloomberg. So they should not even allow political ads during the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Buy it before or after.
Right.
But not during. That's all.
I got to be honest, when I saw both of them,
that's
kind of different.
Anybody can buy airtime just about, but.
Unless they're going to be like Super Bowl standard type spots.
Right.
Like totally different.
Yeah,
not just a message.
Funny.
Yeah.
They got to be funny. Yes. They don't have to be. Can't be serious.
I think that would be the way to go. If you want to stick out.
I agree.
It was downer. Like, it was a good commercial, funny, and then it went serious.
Yep.
And everybody was like, what?
Yes. Yeah. And I don't care who your candidate is. They just shouldn't be running during the Super Bowl. They shouldn't be running. Harrison Ford is indeed going to return for a fifth Indiana Jones movie, even though he is 77 years old. Now, producer Kathleen Kennedy said he will be involved. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation, and Harrison can't wait. He is absolutely involved. Now, to what extent, We don't know, but he needs to be in those. I don't care if he's half dead. He needs to be in the Indiana Jones.
Have a grandkid now that picks up the shovel and
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
I thought it was River Phoenix. Yeah.
No, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he was in that that last one. It was the last one they did, right? Yeah, which we thought he was going to hand it over to him, and he might be the next one. And then Shia went, you know, off the rails, and you know,
how do you do it?
Yeah, he did it. Hello. Derek Hough was on Live with Kelly Lee and Ryan yesterday. He made a big announcement.
I am having my own Vegas residency in Las Vegas. It's going to be the Flamingo Las Vegas. My first show is June 2nd. Tickets go on sale February 7th. I can't wait. I'm
excited.
You're
going to sell out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be instantaneous. It's going to be fun. You're such an electric performer.
I know a lot of our listeners met him several years back when he did our Divas Day Out.
Yep.
And he is, I'll go see that in a heartbeat. He's going to be in the same room that Donnie and Marie were in. And he's doing, I mean, he's doing a residency most of June, July, some of August, most of September as well. So
almost like the Donnie and Marie schedule.
Yeah, and it's going to be with other dancers.
Serious question, because I honestly don't know
who he is.
Is he that big of a draw?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
I don't know, because I just know the name. Really, I know what he does, but I don't know what.
He's probably the biggest. Yeah, probably the biggest dancer to come off of Dancing with the Stars. He was one of the dancers, and he is the biggest.
Okay.
All brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
I forgot to tell you guys, over the weekend at a Super Bowl party, I saw some, I don't even know this guy, but he was wearing a members-only jacket.
Right.
Ooh, nice.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I looked at Jody, I even said to Jody, who even still has one except for that guy?
Yeah.
She goes, you know what? Well, say what you will. He has it, he likes it, and he wears it.
Well, they're big again, too. You can buy them.
Are they really?
Yeah, you can buy them again. Yes.
Members only.
Yes. They're big again. They're very big again.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that fashion from, I don't know, whatever decade?
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people would think is outdated, but right. You still wear it.
Everything comes back. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything comes back again. You know, it seems, that's for sure. The whole sweatshirts off the shoulder for women,
is that back?
That came and went, and came and went, and it seems to be back again.
So why is it the only thing that's not coming back is the color of carpeting that I have in my house?
Oh yeah, well that
the seafoam green.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Boy, you're right about that, aren't you?
That was big in the late 80s, 90s, or early 90s.
Yeah, going to any carpet store now and it's all just muted colors. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Mike, I mean, what do you get? You're an original. Maybe. An original. Maybe bring people over. They'll bring it back. Look at this stuff. Oh, yeah. This is the hot thing right now.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it looks cool.
All right. 702-739-9636.
And shag. When is shag?
Yes.
When is that coming back?
We need to rake your rug.
I was just going to say, who thought, you know what? We're going to make a carpet that you have to rake. Uh-huh. It's going to be great.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stephanie's on the phone. Stephanie, what about you?
One of the pastors at my church wears hammer pants every single Sunday. Well, he's got at least 10 pairs of them so far that I've counted. Oh. Usually when it's your first time there, you're like, wow, a pastor wearing hammer pants. This place is so hipster. And then after that, it's just like, cool. He's got some fuchsia pink ones that he wears on Easter, apparently. I'm very excited to see that happen.
What the heck church is it that you're going to where your pastor is wearing pink hammer pants?
Like she said, that has to be, that's a hipster church.
Really? Or a dumpster church? Hipster? Hello?
All right, Carla, we have Serena on the phone. Serena, what decade is it?
70s, and I have to say, like, the man perm is coming back. I have a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old, and I just took my 11-year-old to have a perm done. And I had to get his in to get it permed because two other boys in his class have just gotten perms as well.
Wow.
It's really cute, though.
It
didn't turn out like Bob Ross, but if he's still doing a perm, he's going to let me pick it out like that for Halloween.
When I was in high school, that was huge. Uh-huh. Guys were getting perms. That was absolutely huge. And she's right. I mean, that was Well, like early 80s. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And I mean, it went through like the early 80s or so, early to mid 80s.
So, you've seen my picture.
God. Yeah.
From the early 70s.
Yes. These were more like curly than you know, straight out what they called at that time afros.
Yeah. And,
you know?
And so, the teasing I would get.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, did you get a perm?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is natural.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants what they don't have. People
right.
with straight hair want curly hair. People with curly hair want straight hair.
That's amazing.
I love it. The man perm.
Coming back. Talking about those fashions from whatever decade, 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 90s, that to this day you still wear in the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one of our listeners said bell bottoms. Which are back now, but of course they call them flared leg now. One of our other listeners, Michelle, said, I'm sorry, but I'm still a grunge girl. Give me jeans, t-shirt, and a flannel shirt any day.
Okay.
I like that, too.
That's
hot. I like that, too. Yeah, it is. Guys,
it is.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
guys
hot.
Like it.
Okay.
Guys like a girl in that grunge wear.
Carlitos, what about you? What decade?
Well, the 70s. I notice a lot on the clubs around town here in Vegas, the suit with the shirt collar outside, you know, the...
Oh, like the leisure suit.
Yes. With
yeah,
the
like the John Travolta look.
Yes, out on the over the lapel.
It is.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Like, whoa, that's coming back. That's cool.
If those high-waisted angels flights come back, shoot me. Wow. You...
Have a good day.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep all my clothes.
Yes, exactly.
Never go shopping again.
My mom always said, everything old is new again.
Except for the carpeting in my house,
well,
I guess.
Well, that, yes, that.
Okay.
Get rid of your rake, Mike.
Huey Lewis and the news. Just make sure you answer your phone in the 9 a.m. hour. The later this morning, especially if it's a number you don't recognize from an area code outside the 702, because that could be the Beasley Banker letting you know you won $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. From 96.3 KKLZ, 703, listening to Carla go through some of the fashion statements this morning. It seems like you and other women just can't get a break.
Well, the jeans that they come out with for us, they got the wide leg now. Mm-hmm. They got the skinny ones that taper at the bottom. And you look like I don't mean to be rude, but you look like a mom. No matter what you put on, you got high-waisted. They're all like high-waisted now. Good luck finding mid-rise or low-waisted jeans right now.
You're not going to wear the low-rise?
I would love to wear low-rise because I have a lower waist. But you can't find those anymore. It's all high-waisted now. High-waisted jeans. You gotta take up needlepoint and join a bowling team now if you buy jeans. Jeez.
That's going to be your new profile picture.
Cross-stitching. I'm cross-stitching. Home sweet home.
Making the morning show a blanket.
Yeah. Come on in. The coffee's percolating. Come on over. Exactly. You.
Like our neighbor from back home.
Yes.
What was her name? Trudy.
Trudy.
Trudy Van Proyen.
Come on in, Trudy. We got the coffee percolating.
She was the woman from next door that would just walk into our house to have coffee with my mom.
Yeah.
And just, yoo-hoo.
We had Dorothy. Yeah, no, Dorothy.
I could be walking around in my underwear.
I got that. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Come on in. I'm doing scrambled eggs. I got the cast iron skillet out. Come on in here. We're good. Come on. Don't bring the kids in for the love of God.
The
Come
one
on.
Time she did catch me, she goes, oh, Mike, I have three boys myself.
Yeah, exactly. What's the matter with you? It's
I've known
okay.
you since you were a baby.
Yes, you're just in your skivvy, but it's not a big deal. Who do you think I am? I'm Aunt Trudy, for the love of it. You can call me Aunt Trudy.
Sunshine, windy today, and hopefully the wind died down by tomorrow. High of only 48 today, low 50s tomorrow, 37. Now, just a few things we think you should know. Going to get to that here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to just mention, somebody said, what happened to mullets? Just read an article. Mullets are coming back, people.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. God help me.
Have you watched the Golden Knights?
Yes, exactly.
They all have
them.
They're all
full of mullets. Listen, I got a study for you. It's a study, research done on BMW drivers.
All right.
Ooh. Yep.
We'll get to that, plus some other things we think you should know. After Supertramp, goodbye, stranger.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
61% of Americans say a lot of those traditional life milestones just aren't important to them anymore. They're fine with now delaying or skipping, saving for retirement, getting married, having kids, buying a home. That's not that important to them anymore.
Oh.
The main reasons, though, are, you know, not making the kind of money that their parents made.
Yeah.
Being with a partner who doesn't, it's not really a priority for them either. They want to pay off their student loans. I mentioned that yesterday. And their friends are delaying those things as well. So you used to feel pressure. Oh, my friends are getting married. Nobody's getting married anymore. So,
nobody cares.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you love someone less. You just don't have to get married.
Oh.
Yes, Mike, exactly.
I would have known that a long time ago.
I know. Exactly, Mike.
Happy now, but.
If you are looking to meet someone, new study ranked all 50 states from the best place for single people who don't want to be single anymore to the worst. And number one, Florida. Number two, California.
Wait a
second.
There
seems to be an age difference there. Yeah, there's tons of single people in both.
So these people...
If you want to meet someone, basically.
Be in Florida?
Those are the best states. Florida or California.
Wow.
The worst... No surprise, West Virginia and Arkansas. Somebody just asked what happened to the mullet. It's right there, sir. Right there.
Plus, you have family members, relatives.
Yes,
exactly. There's a lot to choose from.
Yes, sure. Yeah, no. You know, and you don't want to marry your cousin.
So no?
That's not the best place to meet someone.
No.
And a study found that men, listen up, people, men who own cars like BMWs, Audis, Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
More likely to be self-centered, argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and show a complete lack of empathy.
Wow. So douchebag.
Good for you.
Yes. Thank you, Morty.
Could have wrapped it up with one word.
I didn't say it this time.
Okay, so which proves your point.
Absolutely.
About the driving. Those people that drive.
You know what? I'll say it. Right in that order. Right there.
Okay.
BMW, Audi, Mercedes.
But what did you say off the air? Before you, it's too late, you want to buy a BMW.
No, I said I think I should buy one before I die so I can prove that I'm not a douchebag.
Oh.
That's what
okay,
I said.
That's what it was.
Yeah. What if that changed your whole perspective, though?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. I think they're beautiful cars, but I also know, and I know there are BMW drivers out there, but I also know they're very temperamental.
Yeah,
so
you got
to
be careful.
That. No, I'm going to stick with my fancy Honda. And
good for you.
That's what I'm going to do.
Good for you.
Yeah, where's my radio knob? Right there. There it is. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Ever since you mentioned the mullets coming back, people are sending us pictures of their mullets.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah, so I posted it on Facebook. You know what? You want to show us your mullet? Go ahead. Because from then or now, because like I said, they're coming back.
Yeah.
They're coming back,
well,
man.
I have to ask Jody, do you think it's time?
Yeah.
I bring mine back? I don't know.
I mean, you could get extensions in the meantime just
maybe,
to have it kind of get it started a little bit. Morty, you could totally do a mullet.
Yeah.
You could absolutely do a mullet, man. Why
after
not?
After we get off the air.
We're going to Joe Dirt it?
Yeah. I'll have to show you. I'll have to bring up the article that I was looking at yesterday. And there are all different kinds of mullets now. There are all sorts of different variations on the mullet now. And some of them are cool. They're not quite what they used to be. But,
thank God.
You know, yes, thank
all right.
God.
All right. Read this email that we got from a mother. I would imagine she's a mother of two.
Yes. And she said, I know you guys were talking about this yesterday after the Super Bowl. Well, my daughters came back from school yesterday and shocked me and my husband when they said they want to take pole dancing classes. They're 10 and 12, got the idea their friends want to do it because they saw the halftime performance.
Yeah.
And now they want to dance like strippers. Okay. All right. She said, we're not big on the idea. Now, my mother-in-law loves the idea. She said it'll give the girls confidence, it'll keep them off their phones, their devices, and maybe keep them healthy and active.
Yeah.
I don't like it. She said, I don't think my girls need to be exotic dancing. My mother-in-law says there's a difference between pole dancing and exotic dancing and Latin dance. Is she right? Am I wrong? All I see is booty popping. That's all I see. Okay, lady.
Well, how old are these girls?
10 and 12. Yeah.
Now I don't know if I can see her point of view. I understand what she's saying. But on the flip side, I would, as a father, I guess I would look at it at at this age as a form of gymnastics.
Right.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you.
That's exactly what it is. It's, I mentioned yesterday, it's so hard. It's so hard to do.
It's considered a sport, too.
Yes, it is.
They're trying to get it in the Olympics.
Yeah, there are competitions going on.
So if you're a mom or a dad and your girls come home after seeing the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and they go, hey, how do we take pole dancing lessons?
Right.
Do you help them find out? Do you, are you for or against this?
Right. Now, keep in mind, they offer this at gyms.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, they call it pole fitness, you know.
Okay.
And it's offered at most gyms in town, most athletic clubs in town. So, I mean, is it different than them saying, I want to be a cheerleader?
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we're talking about this woman who sent us an email about after watching the halftime show.
Yeah, her 10 her and kids, 12-year-olds.
Her kids come home from school and say, Mom, I want to take a pole dancing class.
Yeah.
Pole fitness.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Depending on how old you are,
right.
I guess. So.
Right, exactly.
Would you do it? Would you allow it?
Yeah.
The mom says no, because I don't want them popping and locking and
she's
booty
like, oh,
shaking.
I see booty popping. But mother-in-law said, so what?
Yeah.
They'll be active. Might be good for them. Not on their phones. Things like that. PJ said, as a mom, yes, I'm for it. It'll teach the girls balance, strengthen their core, works the arms. I'd encourage belly dancing and African dance as well, which was what most of Shakira's choreography was.
Yeah.
She said, they're not teaching the girls to take off their clothes. They're teaching them how to dance using a prop. Would it be such a big deal if they wanted to use the hula hoops to do a routine in that way?
Oh.
So, I know. Interesting point.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people are mentioning, you know what? Put them in everything. PJ said, I'm a father. Three girls. They were involved in everything. Music.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts. All of that stuff. But make no mistake, they'll change their mind a million times as they get older. So just let them try what they want to try.
All right. You know? Mike's a father of two. Mike, what do you think?
So it's really like anytime a kid is interested in something, you need to let them pursue that when they have the interest to the degree that you can afford to do it. Because
mm-hmm.
eventually you're going to want them to do something and they're not going to be interested, you know, so you got to get the opportunity when the iron is hot.
There you go.
That's the thing. You know they'll start, and in a few months it'll be like, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore.
And if they do, so be it.
Right, right,
okay.
Exactly.
I get you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
702-739-9636. Lindsay's on the phone. She's a mom. What do you think?
Like, I have a 10-year-old,
uh-huh.
and I danced off and on, mostly on for 10 years.
Ooh.
So as long as it's not in the provocative adult manner and it's a fitness class, absolutely nothing wrong with it. If you're going to let them be a cheerleader,
yeah.
if you're going to let them dance, team, do any of that, that's the same provocative movements that you're complaining about. So I don't see any issue with it. As long as it's done right.
I think it's funny because like those pole classes, pole fitness is what it is way so different from cheerleading.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find and get into one because they are so much fun and it's just, it's hard.
You said you were a dancer though?
Yeah, I danced off and on mostly on for 10 years. And
okay.
I've hung my heels up. I still have them. They're super cute.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Lindsay, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah. After you do it, you say, hey, I'm hanging up the heels.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And your friend, Fania, we've talked about her before.
Yeah.
She used to be at Divas Day Out.
Right.
And
yeah.
she would put on an exhibition. And she has one of those classes that Lindsay's looking for.
Yeah, she had the whole studio, Pole Fitness Studio, it's called. And that's what they taught was pole fitness. It is so freaking hard.
Right.
You know, we used to watch those girls at Divas and all of us and big and small. And it's like, how are you doing that?
Yeah. It just seems like the only guy I knew that could do it was Kevin James in that one episode.
Yes, that's right.
When his wife couldn't do it,
yes.
and he hopped on it, and he was all over it.
Well, and that's true, because guys have more upper body strength, and we don't.
Oh.
So it's easier for you guys.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of surprised.
Geez, do we have to do that now?
Yeah. A lot of the people are saying to the mother, let the girls go for it until they don't want to anymore, and they'll move on.
Yeah, they'll grow out of it.
And they'll be fine. Yeah. You want to read that last one we got?
Yeah, this is interesting. One of our listeners said there's two sides to the story. Now, if the girls want to pole dance and use it for the benefit of their health, fitness, etc. That is great. It's wonderful. Now, if they want to use it to make money and earn a living, then that might be a little iffy at 10 and 12. So, but, you know, it could be a good choice.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it.
And I'm sure the mother-in-law would agree with that,
yeah.
too.
Listen, if I knew the money that I could make working on a pole, I would have been on a pole. Left, you know, moved down here a long time ago. I'm not encouraging that, people. I'm just saying. Me. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, listen, if I could dance like Magic Mike, you don't think I would?
Yes, exactly.
But first of all, I can't. And
I know.
You definitely don't want to see this.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's hard to find those pants that you rip off.
Make sure you answer your phone in the 9 o'clock hour because it could be somebody calling you. The Beasley Banker may be letting you know that you won $10,000, 10K payday contest. Especially if it's a number you don't recognize.
Yes.
With all the robocalls going out. Just take a shot. Pick it up.
Absolutely. Especially today.
Because if you don't, they're going to move on.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Could you imagine?
You know, we had...
I didn't pick it up.
KKLZ had the last winner.
Yeah.
A Vegas listener to KKLZ.
$1,000. Yes, people.
Hold on for a second. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah,
over
there, no.
Diana? Mouse isn't moving very fast.
Where'd the list go?
No, I had it here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dawn Stafford.
All over there you
Dawn
go.
Dawn Stafford listening to KKLZ yesterday, the final winner.
Cool.
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, I hope
Would
so.
Would love to have a KKLZ grand prize winner. $10,000. Imagine what you could do with the money. Okay, take pole fitness classes, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Sunshine, a little breezy out there still today, but they say dying down by tomorrow. High in the mid-40s today, low 50s tomorrow. It would be nice to get to the upper 60s by the weekend. That's a possibility. Only about 37 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, well, well. Who's Bradley Cooper snuggling up with now? I'll tell you.
We'll find out. Plus some other stories after Mellencamp.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
That's super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So back in September, there was a tweet going around saying that Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in 8% of the games. And Aikman responded, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles. Well, he does now. He won 3. Patrick has 1. 33%. Oh. Troy hasn't said anything yet, but he saw it, of course, because he called the game.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. So, we'll see. People close to them say that Bradley Cooper and Katie Holmes are hanging out in New York.
Good for her.
Yeah, and both of them. They only live a few blocks from each other, and apparently they bumped into each other at a coffee shop, and they got to talking. And apparently he said, you know what, why don't give me your number. So apparently they've been hanging out the last few months here and there.
So is she
and
not
some say that something is
hanging with Jamie Foxx?
Kind of. Oh, no, they split up. No, they split up. Like, what's it been? Nine, 10 months ago, maybe. Yeah, they did. It's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they're not together
I'll make
anymore.
You feel better. I had no idea they were dating.
Oh, Jamie Foxx. Okay.
So,
come on, man.
There you go.
Hi. Hey, Rock. Let those two out from under it, would you? Ooh-wee.
And by the way, you know what? That's the kind of luck Bradley Cooper has.
Yeah, I know.
You know, who are you dating now? You know, I just bumped into Katie Holmes.
I know,
at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I said, give me your digits. She said, here they are.
Yeah.
I called him, picked her up, took her out, now we're dating.
Though I don't actually know if he said got her digits. But anyhow,
He didn't ask for the 411?
No, he didn't ask for that. But they're really low-key. People have said they don't even recognize them. And you can do that in New York. It's much easier to kind of just, nobody cares in New York. They're just getting where they want to go. Justin Bieber. Oh. Boy, he was a mess. He does a podcast now. And he talks about, drugs kind of got to him.
There was a time where I was sipping lean. I was popping pills. I was doing Molly. You know, shrooms, everything. And it was just an escape for me. I was just young.
I decided to stop because I felt like I was dying. My security and stuff were coming into the room at night to check my pulse. Like, people don't know how serious it got. Like, It was legit crazy scary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's, I think, 20, I don't know, 4 or so now.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for him, I guess, for getting clean, if he is indeed clean. I hope that he is.
That was on his podcast?
That was on his podcast. He does a podcast now that's, like, huge because it's Justin Bieber. So there you go.
Okay.
Buy the album. All right. It's all brought to you by Clark County Credit Union Banking with the bonus.
Got some audio I want to play for you, but Carla, tell everybody a little bit about this story.
Well, this is in Britain. This is in Great Britain, and apparently there was a terrorist, not attack, but there was a terrorist threat, and they said somebody was shooting, but the police ran in and said, you got to leave in this diner. You know, you guys got to get out now. Well, the waitress... You know, thought maybe they didn't have to leave yet.
Listen to this. This is the officer telling everybody, hey, you got to go. And I guess, like you said, the waitress said, well, can we wait?
Yeah, can we hang on? And listen hard, because they're thick accents.
Sorry, guys, you're going to have to close. We've got to evacuate, I'm afraid.
What?
Everyone's going to have to go, I'm afraid. There's been a terrorist incident down there. We're closing everything down.
So there you go. There's a terrorist down the block.
Yeah, there's a terrorist incident down the block.
So we got to get everybody out.
Yeah.
You guys want to stay safe, you'll listen to me.
Just give us half an hour. People just have to leave.
Madam, a terrorist has been shot dead just down there. They've got a possible IED vest on them, which is a bomb.
Yeah, so can we have a half hour?
People have to eat. Could you give us a half an hour? No!
If you want to try and stay in for half an hour and you want to put people's lives in danger, then be my guest. If not, please listen to me and please make your way out of the shop, turning that way and making your way from the area.
Now, I know people out there are going, well, that's just awful.
Yeah.
Those idiots. Do you remember when there was a fire on the strip and people wouldn't leave their machines? So, yeah.
I was going to say, I remember when it flooded. I can't remember if it was in the early 90s, late 80s.
When the cars used to float away at the IP?
Yeah, and right there at the Flamingo and Strip, there.
Yeah.
Where it used to flood the worst at Caesar's Palace and across the street and by the IP.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, listen, it's flooding. We have to leave. And people at the craps table, at the 21 tables... They weren't leaving because, like, some people were saying, well, I'm on a hot streak here.
I'm on a roll here,
I'm not leaving.
Right, exactly.
And if I leave, do I take my chips?
Yeah, what am I going to do here? Yes, exactly.
So.
Yeah, I had a friend years ago who was watching that because, Morty, they literally used the garage at the Imperial Palace, it used to be, would get so much water in it. And I had a friend watching the news literally in front of me going, oh, my God, I think that's my car. Because she had to leave it there for that somebody else was picking it up. And, yeah.
Just floating down the street.
They just literally would float out of that garage.
And I mean, I think when this flood happened, it was water, like, up just below their knees.
Yeah, it was
bad. Like saying, hey, you have to go.
Yeah.
Nope, not going.
Just a half hour. People have to eat.
Food must have been pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Seasoned waitress.
Or can we have boxes? Maybe boxes, sorry.
To go. Everyone
tickets
to go.
For the Beach Boys. Your chance to win coming up in about 8 minutes. We have these tickets for the Beach Boys to give away. This is going to be at the Pearl. This is with Mike Love and Bruce Johnston. Should be a nice show. In November, we're going to play a round of The Answer is Always Beach.
Okay.
Three out of five, beach.
Yes.
B-E-A-C-H.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not the tree.
Beach. No. No, not B-E-E, John.
Or the other beach.
Listen, John.
Okay, 3 out of 5. If you have a winner, we'll get their news and weather. Then, of course, look for caller number 972-739-9636. Donette on the phone. She is very excited because she has a chance to win these tickets for the Beach Boys.
Yes.
And they're going to be over at the Pearl inside the Palms. This show is in November. Donette, here you go. We're going to play a round of The Answer is Always Beach.
Got that, Donette?
Yes.
Okay. Got to get 3 out of 5.
Yes, and you're a winner. All right, here we go. Number one.
Donette, this beach is not short, but it's the Truckee River, Long Beach, or the Atlantic Ocean?
Long Beach.
There you go.
Number two.
Donette, you won't see a lot of bathing suits on this beach. It's not white, but it's Catalina Island, Black's Beach, the Nile River.
Black Beach?
Yes. Yes. The answer is always beach.
Number three.
This should be covered in chocolate. Is it the Pacific Ocean, Cocoa Beach, or Dawson's Creek?
Cocoa Beach?
You yeah. got it, Donette. There you go.
Sometimes the games just explain themselves.
They sure do, Mike.
Donette, you got the tickets. You're going.
Yay, thank you.
You got the tickets. They're from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, Vegas Golden Knights back on the ice tonight, so let's hear it.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your home, auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Listen up, Morty.
Oh, boy.
Wake up. Dunkin' Donuts teaming up with Frank's Red Hot to make a jelly donut that's covered in hot sauce. Oh. It's only going to be available in a few stores in Miami. So if you want to try it, you got to fly there, I guess.
It's like a buffalo jelly donut.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. A buffalo
Wait,
nut.
The jelly is the hot sauce.
No, it's hot sauce is on the jelly donut.
Yeah, no, you'll pass.
No, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be kind of good, the hot sauce and the sweet. Ooh, I would try that, actually.
But but it's on the donut. It's not in the donut.
Yeah,
it's on the donut.
All right, we're doing this. We're going to make our own, and we're going to try
get some jelly donuts.
Yeah.
And then put some Frank's Red Hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I would totally try that.
Okay,
we're doing it.
We're doing it.
So you're going to have the jelly in the donut, but the hot sauce on it.
Yeah, regular jelly donut with Frank's drizzled on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Simple story.
You have the milk. It's a challenge. Bring it. Bring it, brother.
It's the Red Hot Donut Challenge.
You're just going to sit over there.
Yeah.
You're going to sit over there. Is it hot, Carla?
We'll bring a hot dog for you.
You guys munch away. I'll just be over here going, sunny and nice today.
It's hot over here.
Traffic and weather together. Bing bong.
Now take off all your clothes.
Hold on. Where is it? Yeah. Oh, jelly. It's our jelly.
Oh.
Take off all your clothes.
Hot.
Okay. Cut. Thank you.
I think we just made a song right there. I think we just made a hit song.
And you
song
just made
right
your
there.
Name our jelly.
I know.
Great. Well, I guess my radio career is done now. I've done it all. Guys in Alabama got into a fight over one guy peeing in public. Turned into a gunfight.
Oh, geez.
Down in Alabama. Yeah. One of the guys wound up taking a bullet to the face.
Jeez. Ooh. Okay, well, to the face. Okay. Wow.
You got
to
be careful.
Peeing in public. Yes, you do, Mike. Jeez. Wow. Whew. Never know what anyone's going to be firing off, do you? Jeez, man.
I can't believe out of my two stories, I got more out of the jelly donut, the hot sauce donut, than I did a couple of guys arguing over some guy peeing.
Got nowhere to go. Oh, man. Well, a guy in British Columbia up in Canada, gets cold up there. Poor guy was seen walking around, not walking so much as water skiing through snowy and slushy streets in his Speedos. So, he was being pulled by, of course, a pickup truck, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are you doing wearing Speedos? I am, eh? They're Speedos. That's all I'm in right now.
Yeah. It's all jelly bag.
No problem, though, apparently, in BC, Canada. No problem. All right, go on, eh? Yeah, you're good. And, Mike, you didn't mention this yesterday, and I thought you probably would. The onesie polo shirts for men.
Which snaps.
Those are a thing now. Yeah, they snap in the crotch. Mm-hmm. Good luck, guys. They snap in the crotch. Now, we've had those for years. Women have had bodysuits for years.
How do those work?
They don't flip out. They don't pull out. You know,
is that
they
a
don't
good
untuck.
Thing? Do you like that?
I'm not a fan of them, but a lot of women like them a lot.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like them a lot. But for you guys, I can't imagine these would be good or comfortable.
I don't need that going on down there.
You guys, Listen, there's a lot of navigating going on to begin with. I in my mind, every morning before you leave the house, it's like you got to plan an extra 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, luckily, you know, maybe lucky if you have to plan 10, but 5 to 10 minutes just to kind of, you know, get yourself out the door correctly. You don't need to be snapping things down there.
No.
You just don't. If you're interested, guys, you can buy them at thisishowtheworldends.com.
Yeah. Seriously?
No.
Oh.
No, or the terroristsofone.com. No! These are stupid.
That's you know what? We should have Mike and Carla onesies. Like this, and you can buy them in like the KKLZ Ellen, logo store.
Like Ellen does with the underwear.
There you go.
She has Ellen on the band.
Boom.
I know. We could
good
do
too.
That.
I own them.
Wouldn't you guys like Mike and Carla on your butt? Wouldn't that be cool? I would. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
We do it every day at the end of the show. A little bit of good news for you. Now, most people watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. Some of you might have watched the Puppy Bowl or the Kitten Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle Derek Nnadi. You may have heard about this. You may have not. He celebrated his Super Bowl win by paying for 100 dog adoption fees in Kansas City. He paid the fees because he said he had a dog in college named Rocky. He said, in all my life, I wanted a dog growing up, but I didn't have a pet. My parents didn't really allow them. So the first pet I got was Rocky, and he was really timid, very, very shy. And it just kind of made me think of how other animals are when they're in the shelter, or just those dogs that are feeling scared and alone. So he paid for it. Now, some are saying this was to the tune of anywhere between about $20,000 and $30,000 taking care of this and spaying, neutering, all of that stuff. So good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's a huge deal.
Especially
huge
after you win such a big game.
I know.
You would think his thoughts would be somewhere else.
I know it.
And but to be that collected.
Just bam.
And say, you know what I'm going to do?
Right.
Here
I'm
you
gonna
go.
I'm going to take care of these. I don't know what their bonuses are for, you know, winning the Super Bowl. But that's what I was going to say. This is.
It's a little more than $20,000 or $30,000.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I say, this is nothing. You
it'll
know?
Cover it.
Good for him.
And he was the player doing the, making the angels and the confetti on the field.
If you want to know who there that is. Yep.
That's the guy.
Yep.
Well, if you have a feel-good story or a superhero that you know of locally you want us to know about, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com or simply text it or email it to us or simply pick up the phone and call us. We'd love to hear about it. Okay. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus, recapping the show this morning. Fashions are coming back from the 70s, 80s, even as far back as the 90s.
Oh, whoa.
Pole classes, pole fitness classes. Well, we hope we helped one family out. The mom says no to these 10 and 12-year-old girls she has.
Yeah.
The mother-in-law said, I don't see what the problem is.
Right. Let them do the pole fitness. Why not?
Hopefully they get their, I don't know. Good luck.
I know.
And then a brand new challenge that we're creating, that we're coming up with. We do it tomorrow.
Yep.
This is a plain jelly donut you wanted, and we're going to try it with hot sauce.
Yeah.
Because that's the new thing.
Yeah. It has to be apple or raspberry filled.
Raspberry.
So, okay.
Duncan is doing it. They're not here yet, though, so we're going to make our own.
So we're going to do our own tomorrow morning. We'll see how that goes. And one more big announcement. The grand prize winner, $10,000. It was Armin Ebrick, who got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction when he found out he just won $10,000.
I don't believe it till I see it, but that's awesome if it's true. That's absolutely awesome.
$10,000. Armin Ebrick.
Oh, man.
The big winner, 10K payday. Be listening. Details coming up soon on how you can win more free money. So we'll have those details in the next couple of days. But congratulations once again, Armin Ebrick. All right, you do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
Miss the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.